Yisham Aleichem Sweetest Friends, this year should be a special schus for Avimar and Imarasi Sheyichyu. So it's Moshe Rabbein Peshadin, right? So Moshe Mordechai. And the schus Blum Adalia Bas Chamedina. Schus Miriam Reindel Bas Golda. The schus Nechagidel Bas Rachel Esther. Chavit Fege Bas Michal Dispas, Absoshach Israel. Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana, Rishon Ben Rezul, Rishon Ben Bracha, Shoshach Israel, and L'schus Chanagit Bas Naomi, Aliza Naomi, Pesach Sha'ar Chole Yisrael, says in the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, Kolam Aniges Shabbos, Zorich L'Nachal Es Yankif, Nachal V'li Meitzorim, anybody is Ma'anig Shabbos, he is Zorich to the Nachal of Yaakov, which is an unlimited nachala. As it says, V'achalticha nachalas Yaakov avicha, and I will give you to eat from the nachal of Yaakov, your father. Shabbos kuf yod ches, and that's a nachal of Yama, v'kedma, tzafon, v'negva, spreads out. Nachal of alim eitzarim. The Maharsha explains that Dafka Nachlas Yaakov is considered a Nachla B'li Meitzarim, because when it comes to the Nachla of Avram and Yitzchak, we find other Yorshim. We find Ammon, Moab, Edom, like we see in the Dvarim Perek Beis. By Yaakov, there are no Yorshim Zarim. There are no foreign people who are inheriting. In Memela, this is considered a Nachla B'li Meitzarim, a Nachla that's unlimited. I'd like to explain this yisod of the Maharsha based on the Torah of Maran Rosh HaYeshiva Zatzal. We'd like to begin by explaining the Midah of Yaakov, Avinu Titen Emes LiYaakov. Rabbeinu Yonah writes about the Kasa Shakronim, the Chelek of Gnei Vezdas, the liars who mislead people. This sin is a very serious sin, and we were commanded on the boundaries of truth, because it's from the foundation of the soul. So we have this category of falsehood that's called Gneivas Das, even though it's not mamish, a straight out lie like other types of lies. But it's misleading people. It's Gnevas Das. Make people think you walk into someone's simcha and you make them think you went all the way there for his simcha, when it turns out there was a simcha next door. That's why you were going. And you already were there, so you just took you 2 minutes, so you walked next door. You come in and you leave misleading and say, yeah, I came all the way here. It's one of many, many examples. So this is a type of sheker. It's not so pronounced, but nevertheless, the Chachmei Yisrael were totally disgusted by it. What's the parish of this sentence? Emes is miyisoidei hanefesh. It's the foundation of the soul. Megillas Eicha, there are prokem b'seder ha'aleph beis. Skeseder, sometimes the pei precedes the ayin. Normally ayin is before the pei. So how can the pei precede the ayin? So Chazal say that they said b'peh, but they didn't see ba'ayin. So Chazal are telling us that emes is hatamah l'metziut, it fits the reality. Sheker is what's not the metzius. Person faithful relates things as they were in the metzius. A branch is faithful to the root, and the story is faithful to the reality that it's portraying. That's the root of this story. So to a person, when his eye precedes his mouth, so the eye perceives reality, and then the mouth faithfully conveys what it received from the eye. A mouth that's free from the eye, that can just speak without the eye. I, not me, but I-E-Y-E. A mouth that can speak without the eye. It's independent. That's the meraglim. They were makdim pe'la ayin, and they spoke what they didn't see. Because emes is being nam unto the mako, is being faithful to the source. That's how Chazal perceived sheker, tif. And the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal spoke about this at length elsewhere in his Maimar al Rosh Hashanah. Whenever you have an echad bepen, echad belev, it's also a sheker. Because the mouth is not expressing what the heart is feeling. What's special about the creation of man that separates him from all other nevraim is that while by everybody else it says vayas, on Adam it says vayipach be'ap of nishmas chayim. He blew into man the living soul of God's own life, kiviyachol, mandin man nofach mi dilei nofach. The Torah and the Zayir of God blew from himself. Chelek aloikai mimal tselem elokim mosalim. So the person has his soul, that his soul has to be faithful to the source in order to be roi for the shem tselem. A picture that's not fitting to the source is not called a picture. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah writes, ha'emes mi yisoidei ha'nefesh. In other words, fitting the reality to the source, fitting the branch to the roots. That's the content of the mid of emes. And that explains the very great sensitivity of Chachmei Yisrael to Emes. Because the greater the Chacham, the greater he understands the uniqueness of man's soul. And the uniqueness of man's soul is Emes, that is a reflection of God. So anytime your person's not acting the way he's supposed to, so he's contorting, perverting this Emes. That's the essence of the soul of man, that it's supposed to reflect God. It's really anytime somebody isn't following, doing the right thing, it's a type of sheker. Because it's sheker into his soul. His soul is supposed to reflect God, and it's not. But certainly when one is speaking a sheker, since emes is miyisodei ha'nefesh, that's what we're based on, that we're faithful to the source, we come from the source, our soul is a reflection of the source. When a person speaks divrei sheker, so that is a... derelict act of unfaithfulness to his very essence. His very essence is emes. Anybody who doesn't hate sheker is not roy to be called the Chacham B'Yisrael. This emes told God not to create man. Says, don't create man. Man is kula shkarim. It's filled with lies. Neged kitrug zed says, v'tashlech emes artzo. So God threw the earth, the truth, earthwards, earthbound, threw the truth to the earth. Only by casting the midah of truth to the earth could man be created. And we shouldn't think in a small way that chashash is that, well, maybe a person's going to lie and therefore I'll yivare. The taina of the midah of emes was that a person has to be nam unto the makor. And the essence of a person is b'koach ha'bechira shelo. And if a person is a Baal Bechira, he can make himself independent without being neman to the makar. Not only when he's choosing evil, the very fact that he's a chooser, that he has independence. Therefore comes the meat of emes and says, no, don't create. Don't create. It's the meat of emes. Because if man's a chooser, it means that he's not going to be neman to the makar. The very fact that he's a chooser. Go in his own way and be independent. So as an answer to this, it says, Vatashlech emes, teshlech emes arza. God cast the truth upon the earth. And to understand this, we'll understand the other side of the coin. About minus, about heresy, it says, Kol be'lo yeshuvim. Anybody who goes there ain't coming back. There's a hechitimsi, that even on a Baal Taivit could be said, like Rav Elazar ben Drudaya, came into Afik Beit Tuva Kaminas Tami. It's so connected to his taiva. It's like Minus. Rashi explains, he's so connected to his taiva, he can't separate from it and remain alive. If he separates from it, he has to die. Without fulfilling this taiva, his life isn't a life. Midatovim Aruba, a person can be so connected to Kedusha that without Kedusha, his life isn't a life. He gets himself to the point where Mamish doesn't have Bechira. He just has to do the right thing. He's Ovik Batuva. And Rabbi Sosalanter is the Yesod of Lefum Sara Agra, that if you, according to the reward, is the toil is the reward. That's not if a person brought himself the difficulty. If a person brought upon himself the difficulty, if he, let's say, he instead of going to shul on his 2 feet, he goes to shul, he crawls to shul and he says, wow, you know, it took me an hour to get there. I'm such a tzaddik. Nobody asked you to crawl. So it's only when you, didn't bring the tzar upon yourself. So too, if you bring upon yourself the, if you bring it upon, if you bring the tzar upon yourself, that's, you don't get rewarded for that because you brought it upon yourself. And that's what Tashlech HaSemes Aretz is teaching. What Tashlech HaSemes Aretz is teaching you. That Eretz is a makom of avoda. So if the tain of Emes was that a person is going to become independent, the answer is that the tachlis of Bechira is a point where he reaches lemalam and Bechira. He just doesn't, he becomes a mukhrach, he has to do it. He has to do it, and he doesn't have a choice. He has to do the right thing. And just like by tsar, if a person brings the tsar upon himself, we attribute that to him. So to here, when a person makes himself a mukhrach, we attribute that to him. So even though afterwards he doesn't have free choice anymore, but he brought that upon himself. So now he's going to get after the schar for that, for making himself a mukhrach, because he brought it upon himself. So the hashlochas emes aretzo, so a person has to do that, working himself so much, the imamish has to do the right thing. So throwing the truth to the earth, was said by Bria Adam, was only exposed, revealed, b'chal ha'lamos, by Yankov Avinu, besides by Yechidim like Chanoch. Only by Yankov it says, but even though he sinned, is still a Jew, and you can't be misnatik, mitnatik, you can't can disconnect yourself from Kedushas Yisrael. This dag of Yaakov Avinu is an ovik batuva b'tzad ha'kedusha. He's very connected on the side of Kedusha, so mushrush. Ha'sharoshim ha'sha'en ha'sharut linatik mimakol zeh. So connected to being Jewish, he can never remove from himself Kedushas Yisrael. Now we understand when it says the beauty of Odom of Yaakov Avinu is like the beauty of Odom HaRishon. So this Madreig of being Naaman to the Makor, which is in Odom HaRishon, was only revealed by Yaakov. That's the beauty. And that's the perish that the Tzura of Yaakov, the form of Yaakov, is Chakuka Tachas Kisei Yaakov. The emphasis on Chakuka is because there's no Mechika B'Chakika. So here we're talking about something that it can't be in this battle. Something engraved can't be erased. It's part of the parchment, it's part of the stone. It can't be erased and the stone will still exist. There's no erasing chakika. Ein mechika b'chakika. So that's the agdor of Emes Lihankif. That Mamish became part of him. This mid of Emes, this mid of being Naaman to the Makkah. And on some level, a Jew always has it, because we come from Yaakov Avinu. We go back to the Marsha, that only Yankov had a Nachal B'li Mitzarim, because Avram Yitzchak also got Eretz Yisrael, but there are other nations also that got a Yerusha. They're bordered with other Umayis, Lot, Bnei Esav, Bnei Lot Nasati Yisar Yerusha, Bnei Esav, etc. But B'schus Yankov, Nisvasif Lambracha Zulutem Nachal B'li Mitzarim, Mufaratzto, Yama V'kedma V'tzafoyin V'negva, we have a Nachal B'li Mitzarim. Biuro, Shedavka Yaakov, Wa Manchil, Rak Li Yisrael, V'lo L'shar Umot, K'shar Avot. Yankov Davka is Manchil only to the Jewish people, and not to the other Umos, like the other Avos. Because we have this Midah of Faratz that just keeps going on, nothing goes to anybody else, just to Am Yisrael. Because Yankov's mid of Emes goes into the what he bequeaths to his descendants, and that's the mid of Emes, mid of Yaakov, that the branches fit the source and are connected to the source. But Yaakov, we find and therefore we And Yaakov has a special Yerusha to give us. That Avram Yitzchak don't. Avram Yitzchak gave to the other nations as well. But Yaakov gives only to the Jewish people. This mid of emes goes into the hanchol etzav. And the mid of emes is that the branches fit the roots. Yaakov, we find that his midas connected to the shvuah and matnas eretz Yisrael. Koy v'kahal goyim yiyam imeka. Kahal is a unit of its tzibur, either a shevet or the whole tzibur. We see in Horayus daf hey. That when there's an eged, when there's something that's bound together, tied together, anything that's not shaykh there is mevatel the eged, this tie being tied together. So it's not an eged with something else. The whole eged is destroyed. So since Miyakov ve'elach, we speak about a kahal, moirosha kihilas yankiv. So there can't be foreign inheritors, linki yolshim, yolshim zarim, that aren't shaykh to the eged, to the kol, like Amon and Moav. So that's the midah of Yaakov. Yaakov's midah is emes, neaman lamakor, and he gave that over to us, his yarshim. It's chakuk, it's engraved. And therefore, since Yaakov speaks about a kol, Marasha Kihilas Yaakov, Goyu Kahal Goyim, so are going to come from Yaakov, so therefore there can't be any other Yorshim. It's only us, only the Kahal. Like we have by Amon and Moav, by Avram, by Esav, regarding Yitzchak. The Darga of Goyu Kahal Goyim is Mechayeves, the negation of the Linka Yorshim of the foreign. And heritage, that's in the Nachlas Yankov and Nachav Limit Sarim, is the Teva Vinyani Kedusha, is that if it's guarded properly, it won't spread out. So then the Kedusha itself is Mischazik, and then it has an extra Koyach Hispashtus. It's a big Yisod. When you guard the Koyach HaKedusha, it ends up spreading out. So Yaakov doesn't give Yerusha to the other Umos, the other Kochos. And therefore, his Nachlas and Nachav Limit Sarim, he's guarding his own inheritance. And in Mela, there's a spashtus, there's a spreading out of his inheritance. And the gvulos of his Yerusha are extended, are expanded. That's the sheirish of the whole din of Kibush Rabim. Like it says, Eitzel Yankiv kol mokoim, asher tidroich kaf ragluchem, lochem yihye. It's a pasuk, Dvorim Yud Aleph. So that's the Maharsha who says that only Yaakov gives a nacha b'limei tzorim. Od yesh levar divrei Maharsha shebevaday hayulam mekorot ledvarav, and that's by Yerushas Yaakov that me'ein achris hayomim, that there are no other amim achirim zorim yorshim me'avos. V'yavtochas ha'oretz la'avram hoisa al eser amimim. ובעולם הזה לא ניתנו רק זין עממין. ונשארו קיני, קניזי וקדמויני, הן עמוין, אדוין ומויוב ללא עושה לובי. That the Haftoch of Eretz Yisrael to Avram was on the 10 nations. בעולם הזה we got 7, and then קיני, קניזי and קדמויני are left over, or עד עמון, עד אדום, אדום ומויוב ללא עושה לובי. So the Yerusha of the Asid Lava was Bibchinas Bilti Mugbeles, Belimit Sarim, without boundaries in relationship to the Yerusha of today. The Heim Heim Divrei Maharsha, that since his Nachla, the Nachla of Yaakov, is Daime B'Yosya La'achris Hayomim, Maharsha says, since it's Me'ein Achris Hayomim, so there's going to be nobody, the Nachla of Yaakov is Domel Acharis Hayom, and there's going to be no unique of Amim Zorim. And therefore his Darga is called the Nachal of Elim Eitz Zorim, without anybody else, without any boundaries. because Yaakov is Lasid Lava. Kineged Lasid Lava, as the Maharsha says. So now we return to the Inyan of Shabbos. Kol ma'aniges haShabbos nechel natzal b'mitzvah. Person's mechalal v'moyadais ma'alal avakosu kilu chilal Shabbosos. Person's mechalal moyadais, it's as if he was mechalal Shabbos. Toras kohanim emor chav gimel. You have to understand Mehechi Teisi, these are two different Isurim. Mechal Modos is not Shabbosis. Mechal Modos is a lav and Shabbos is a Koreis. However, Shabbos is Tchila Mekorei Kodesh. Bechina Achas HaKlu LeBinyan Zeu Sheha Shabbos Hi Me'ein Olam Havo. Shabbos we taste the Me'ein. Mekorech HaShabbos Mispashit Gam Al Sheha Al Yom Tov Bechinas Me'ein. The Yom Shekuloi Toiv. Doesn't, right now we're not going to discuss the difference between Yom Shekula Shabbos, Yom Shekula Tov. But Mikoyach HaShabbos Mispashit Gamal Yom Tov Bechinas Me'ein Yom Shekula Tov. Therefore, when a person is Mechal Moedos, it's not only the Yisr Lav, he's destroying the Tzuas Me'ein of the Moedos. Me'ein La'asid Lavo, Me'ein Yom Shekula Tov. And this destroying of the Tzura is Chilul Shabbos, because the Kedusha Shabbos is the makor of any Tziur of Me'ein, both on Shabbos and on Yontif. So being Mechal of the Moedos, he's destroying the Me'ein. And Memela is a type of Chilul Shabbos, because the Moedos are Me'ein Yom Shekulei Toiv. So now we go back to the beginning. Am Anigas HaShabbos Zorich L'Nachal V'Li Meitzom V'Yitzir, he says, Nir Me'anigas HaShabbos, is he spends a lot of money on Shabbos, even though he doesn't say a makor for this hagdorah of ma'anigas haShabbos. There's no doubt that it's makor from the sugim mizaynuisuv shel adam ktsuvim le'meroish Hashanah chutz ma'itzas Shabbos, that all the person's money is already determined at the beginning of the year except for Shabbos. And when a person's ma'itzi ha'itzas mikaspoi le'Shabbos u'la'itzas Shabbos ein halo ein kitzba l'kach zeichel anachah v'li ma'itzarim v'li kitzba. When a person spends money on Shabbos without limits, because there's no limit to how much you can spend on Shabbos, as we all know. Therefore, he's zeicha to a nachala b'li mitzorim. He's zeicha to an unlimited nachala. He spends an unlimited amount of Shabbos on Shabbos. So he's zeicha to an unlimited nachala. This nachala is called the nachalas Yaakov, a chaticha nachalas Yaakov Avinu. We see an echo of what we were saying. And it will be explained based on Rashi. You have to be careful not to spend too much money, because once a person spends too much money, that's not, he's not going to have any left for what he needs. God's not going to give him extra because he's wanted to spend extra. So don't waste your money. So if a person is careful about what he spends on secular matters, on mundane matters, on material matters, and he's married with Tzorchei Shabbos, he gets a bracha b'li kitzvah. But if a person is stama pazrin, and he's not misnaig, if he aktsuvim lo b'chol sharin yanav, he stam spends a lot of money like spending. So he doesn't get the schar of ein kitzvah in Hotzal Shabbos, because anyway that's his derech. Because he shows that he doesn't care, it's not about Shabbos, he likes to spend. It's not that he's shaykh to the dark of Ein Kates of Achris Hayomim, this limitless mitzias of the end of days. And that's what it's like, what it says in Agos Maimoni at the end of Hochos Megillah, somebody who sends Mishloch Monos to Goyim, and he shows for him a Goyim and a Jew is the same thing. He doesn't get schar for sending to the Jew, because he just shows that he likes to give gifts, but it's not about Mishloch Monos. Gam b'kitzvus mezaynos, if a person is magvil sha'ar hotzoisa, or b'shabbos ma'ani goisa, a person limits his other hotzos. And on Shabbos, he's me'aneg, so in the end he's going to get a bracha b'li gvul, because he's showing that he's mechabe Shabbos. He treats Shabbos as limitless, he's going to have a limitless portion. At the end of days, that's the meat of Yankov, to preserve the bracha and the Yerusha, that it shouldn't go out to Zorim. Yaakov is kaveya tchumen, which is Shabbos, he's kaveya the ged, the gvulos, and then uferatzta, spreads out. So that's how he zechet, and the nachal ablim etzorim, like the Marashah says, you have to midas yankov, lishmar bracha v'yerusha, that it shouldn't go out to the zorim. It stays with us. So mele he zechet to what's limitless, but if he goes out, he spends on other things as well, so then he's showing that it's not about Shabbos. And if he doesn't get this limitless Yerusha, there are also going to be other people inheriting. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.